It's the Coast Social Network this morning from the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh, and every Wednesday we speak with the Berrien Community Foundation. And with me is Susan Matheny. She's the program director at BCF, and also Christian Hurdle. He's the program coordinator there. And Susie, I know this is a busy time of year for you. What's going on? What's happening at BCF right now?
Well, there's always a lot going on at BCF at the beginning of the year. Well, really, there's a lot going on at BCF all year round, but we're excited at the beginning of the year with lots and lots of grant deadlines and opportunities to get your projects funded. So we have the Heart of Cook grants that are due February 14th. We have the Berrien Community Foundation for Good grants are due February 28th. We've got the Heart of Cook Earth Day grants due March 14th. And we've got the Frederick S. Upton Foundation grants that are due March 15th.
All right. Those are a lot of grants. And where can people find more information about these grants?
Sure. Everything about grants is on our website at berriencommunity.org/grants. How to apply, everything you need to know.
Well, Chris, I know that you have a youth advisory committee. It's called TEAM. Explain what TEAM means. It's an acronym, and what TEAM is up to right now.
Yeah, sure. So first off, TEAM stands for Teens Exhibiting Able Minds, right? And what this is it's a youth advisory committee for BCF. It's made up of high school students from all around Berrien County. They meet once a month during the school year to do a service project, review and award grants, and, you know, just learn more about how our young people in Berrien County can contribute.
Good stuff. So what are some upcoming projects for TEAM?
Yeah, sure. So TEAM will be doing a community needs assessment. And what that is it's basically a survey for the community, right? So this survey will be helping TEAM to learn more about the issues facing teens in Berrien County. You know, what keeps young people up at night? What keeps them from being the best person that they can be? Then TEAM will use it to help guide what they do over the next few years.
What else is TEAM up to?
Yeah, TEAM also reviews youth-oriented grants throughout the year. The Golden Acorn Classroom Mini Grants will be the next round of grants the TEAM will be looking at and making award recommendations for.
Golden Acorn Classroom Mini Grants. All right, that's a mouthful. Can you explain a little bit more about what these grants are?
Oh, yeah. So the Golden Acorn Classroom Mini Grants are grants for up to $500. And these are for teachers or other school staff. They support in-school or in-classroom projects. Now, the deadline is coming up real soon for these grants on February 15th. So you can head on over to our website for more information.
All right. And Susie, I know that you also have scholarships available on top of the grants. So talk a little bit about that.
We really do. We have so many scholarships. It's really exciting. It is scholarship season at Berrien Community Foundation. BCF has over 50 scholarship programs and more coming in every year. And these are for anyone in Berrien County who wants to further their education, really, or their training. So from graduating high school seniors to adults who are returning to college, and we even have trade school scholarships. So if you're interested in, you know, going back to school or going to school, we've got scholarships available to help you do that. And one thing that's really cool and new this year for our scholarships is that we have what we call a common application. So in the past, you would have to go and seek out a different application for every single scholarship. Now we've streamlined the process considerably. There's one application based on your answers. You get asked different questions, and it filters you into everything you might be eligible for. So there's no guessing which one you're best suited for. You're automatically reviewed for every scholarship you're eligible for. So we're really excited about that. We think it's going to really make the process easier for anyone who applies. Those are due March 1st, so they're coming up soon. So I would recommend everybody take a look real quick and get on that when they hear this. So.
And if people really want to learn more about scholarships or grant opportunities, where can they go?
They can go to our website, of course, at berriencommunity.org. and find out more about scholarships or what team is up to, or even if somebody's interested, has a teen in their life who might want to join team. We'd be happy to hear from them. And, they can go there and find out more, or they can give us a call. Our phone number is 269-983-3304.
All right, Christian Hurdle, Program Coordinator, and Susan Matheny, the Program Director at Berrien Community Foundation. Thanks for being on the air today. It's great to talk to you always. And this has been the Coast Social Network from the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh on 98.3 The Coast.